Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is the 14th chapter of John. Jesus is speaking. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also will be. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father, as he remains in me, does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. After a little while, the world no longer is going to see me. But you are going to see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will follow my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. The one who does not love me does not follow my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while remaining with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all that I said to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. You heard that I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in regard to me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up. Let's go from here.
We don't often receive a warning before our world crashes down around us. Catastrophic events in our life usually come suddenly, leaving us at a loss about how to cope. A spouse walks out. An accident or heart attack takes a loved one. A fire destroys our house. The possible calamities that could befall us are endless. But those of us who are believers don't have to live in fear. Today's scripture passage contains some of Jesus' last words to his disciples before he was crucified. He was warning them that their world was about to be turned upside down. As they struggled to grasp the reality that Jesus was going to die and leave them, they must have thought his instructions sounded impossible. "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." But just moments later, Christ gave them the amazing promise that the Holy Spirit would come to indwell, enlighten, and empower them. An untroubled heart begins with receiving God's gift of forgiveness and eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it develops further as the Holy Spirit guides us in truth. So let's dive into God's Word and have it imprinted on our heart for the inevitable day when trouble comes.